feel like I wasn't very well prepared for what life as an artist would be. And I stumbled, and then I was able to find jobs, and I'm very blessed with finding opportunities to make art as my career.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, this is Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Now today we'd like to introduce you to a very talented artist. Her primary form of art is sculpture. And if you drive around town in the San Francisco Bay Area, you might pass by one of her pieces of a public figure or an art form on display. She's Deborah Samia.
Now, Deborah, you're an artist, and your main form of art is sculpture. How did you discover that you had talent in this area and then take the risk to choose this pathway for your life?
Well, my mother was an artist. I saw her at my young age taking art classes with a paintbrush in her hand, and she taught me a few skills when I was young. And then I always had a knack for this, a gift, and I felt that that quickly became my identity at a young age, that I was known as the artist with having a talent or a gift. And I just found a lot of enjoyment at an early age.
You know, that helps with your mom, since your mom is an artist too, and if she recognized your gifts, then you would believe in her because she knows what she's talking about. Well, let me ask you, was she more of a taskmaster, like this isn't quite perfect enough, or was she just very supportive and affirming for everything you were doing?
The latter, of being very open to whatever direction I wanted to take, and very supportive, and my biggest cheerleader. She would always say that, and she would be so proud to put my clumsy attempts of art up on the refrigerator at all times, and she was always so genuinely excited to see whatever new thing I would try.
You know, that's really important for parents to really encourage their children. You know, here sometimes a parent wants to have their children learn an instrument, like a piano, and it becomes a chore where they have to practice over and over and over. But here, you know, your mother, you know, showed you an art, a skill, and you took to that. That must have made her extremely happy, as you mentioned.
Yes. And I also learned piano, and that didn't take. But I had to practice over and over, and that was a drudgery. But now art came very natural to me, and I took my own initiative, and I found a passion to do that.
You know, that's such a great example of how you do find your gift. If you try different things and really are forced to put effort into it and not just do it lightly, then you find out where do your interests lie and what is your talent. Now, even if you think that you have a talent and you enjoy doing it, it does seem risky, like Rich was saying. It seems risky to decide to do that for a living. And you tend to be self-deprecating and say, oh, well, I'm not that good. So was it a risk for you? Did you feel it was a risk to decide to do this for a living? Or were you just that focused that you knew that this is what you were to do?
I was that focused and feeling a nest or a comfort from my family, from their support, my mom and my father. My dad, even though he was an analytical person, but he just really made an effort to understand my creative side. And I just want to give him a credit for him always encouraging me to take that risk, to take the leap. And as I graduated art school, I had no idea what was in front of me. I feel like I wasn't very well prepared for what life as an artist would be. And I stumbled, but then I was able to find jobs, and I'm very blessed with finding opportunities to make art as my career.
Yes.
And you took to art as your mother had introduced you to art. Now, let me ask you, do you feel that this gift is a God-given ability, or is it self-acquired and self-taught?
I always wonder about that. And I will fall back on that idea of 5% inspiration and 95% perspiration of all of the perspiration of my exercising my skill and practice over and over. And so, yes, I do feel that I did have some sort of a blessing of a gift that set me in that course, in that direction. And then all of my life dedicated to perfecting my skill is what got me where I am now.
It takes hard work, huh? You can't just expect it to be there.
Certainly, you're right.
So when did your relationship with the Lord develop? How did that come along, and how did it affect what you were doing?
I grew up going to church, but I didn't really understand what the personal aspect of that would be. I grew up with church as a culture and as a thing to do, but nothing that seemed personal and individual. And then in high school, I found a group of friends that God gave to me. This group invited me to Bible studies, and then my faith became real for me at that point. And I recognized my art is an enjoyment and a feeling of that I'm creating, and that this is a way of an expression of who I am as my identity, that would be my way of expressing my faith in as I'm creating.
There are so many ways that our Lord uses each of us to witness for Him. In Deborah's case, it's her art.
And we'll return to our visit with Deborah in just a moment. It's really so fascinating to hear what she has to say about her faith and her art, so stay tuned. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby. Now that's all one word, and Bobby is spelled BOBBI.com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby.com. And there, all of our podcasts are posted, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, tweet us on Twitter, or listen to our program on Pandora.
So now, let's return to our talk with artist Deborah Samia.
Now, when you're creating something that's visual, that people can see and admire, when you are creating as a artist something for yourself as well that you can see and create, are you able to look at your art as an expression of sharing that light, the light of your faith in the Lord?
Yes. And I think in the past, I would make my art as an expression of something that I found beautiful. And I would do a lot of figures of people's faces, and of figurative of people's bodies. And I felt that that was an expression of a beautiful form to show. But in the past, I also feel like I wasn't thinking through a message or a theme so much. And so having my light shining through my art, I think that is kind of coming back to your question, that I think now as I'm maturing more as an artist, I am developing that side of my art a little bit more, of trying to express a feeling or an emotion or some experience that will be like a meeting that people can meet God as they are experiencing my art.
Now, you have said before that you had like a renewed dedication and enthusiasm for the Lord later, because you were a teenager when you first started developing that, and that you really want to serve, like you're describing. And can you share what inspired that? Like, what was that that extra shot in the arm, if you will, about serving the Lord through your art?
I think in the past 5 or 10 years, I am recognizing my place as an artist. And I am seeing that our culture is missing a beauty. Our culture is broken and needs artists. And I see my role to add beauty and add a message of hope and restoration. And I like the idea of seeing myself as a prophet, which is not meaning that I'm going to tell the future, but instead I have a purpose and a message to give that is speaking the truth as I see it, and that I hope to make a difference somewhere through my art and to add additional meaning and complexity and beauty. I'm coming back to the word beauty of just adding light through my art.
Now, in a statement that you made, you used that word beauty. You said, as an artist, I hope that what I create can carry some of God's truth and beauty. So is this what you meant by creating beauty and truth?
Yes, certainly. I worry that our culture is losing some of that. And if we continue a future that is technologically driven, I don't want poetry and art and music to be left behind. I always want that to be perhaps the forerunner and the what is guiding our future of our culture, to be trailblazers of where we're going and to bring back beauty. Yes. When the art world also has had a century of losing some of the beauty as well. I think there's been, in the art world, there's been an embracing of absurdity. And so I long for restoring our sense of wonder and awe and hope and beauty.
Oh yes, a wonderful desire, as Deborah has shared, as I'm reminded of what we're told in Isaiah 61, verse 3, that says, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
Yes, that in all we do, that he, God, may be glorified. Now, if you'd like to check out Deborah's art, you can by going to her website at deborahsamia.webflow.io. Again, that's www.deborahsamia, and it's spelled D as in David, E, B as in boy, O-R-A-H, S as in Sam, A, M as in Mary, I-A, dot webflow, W-E-B as in boy, F-L-O-W dot I-O. And we'll be continuing our visit with Deborah on our next program. So be sure to join us then and invite others to tune in as well.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify.
Also, if you've missed a program, or if you'd like to hear this current one again, or to invite others to listen, just go to our website at connectionswithrichandbobby.com, and all of our contact information is there as well.
Then, if you have a smart speaker, you can also listen to us there by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Also, you can listen to our program on Pandora. This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.